heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Astonish your friends, guests, or clients with an elegant Saddleback chocolate creation of dark, milk, white premium chocolate. Saddleback chocolates are available for monogram wedding gifts, corporate logoed events, and personalized gifts. Saddleback chocolates, handcrafted, classically stylish, and exquisitely packaged. Chocolate is the answer, no matter what the question. Find your answer at Strop's Market and SaddlebackChocolates.com.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The credit card companies spend millions of dollars a year trying to figure out ways to keep you further in debt. Get the cash you need and pay off your credit cards once and for all at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
When you want to watch the game, head to Kirkwood Brewhouse. Kirkwood Brewhouse has 14 humongous screen TVs, so you won't miss a minute of the Blues game, NFL game, or college football game, exclusively featuring ice-cold Missouri craft beers. Kirkwood Brewhouse is your hangout this sports season.
Kevin Moret here, founder of Mentality Health. Our ambassadors that played professional sports knew one thing. They knew who was trying to take their job. Rookies were drafted, worked hard every day, and waited for these pros to have a bad season by losing their edge. Not only that, they were younger and hungry, working hard every day for their opportunity. Guys, whether you know it or not, your life is just like our ambassadors. Younger guys are hungry, working hard, and waiting for you to lose a step. You work hard to get where you are. Don't let something as simple as low testosterone put your back against the wall. Level the playing field. Keep your stuff. LowTUSA.com.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, especially for our children. A national chain of daycare centers that opened a facility in Washington, D.C. But soon, toxic vapors were discovered leaking from the ground. Wellington Environmental responded and put in a vapor seal so the children were no longer in any danger. Now, in another case, a child was playing with a toy in his basement. And like kids will sometimes do, he was putting the toy into his mouth. He got sick enough to be taken to the hospital. And what had happened? Wellington engineers and a chemist found traces of rat poison. So Wellington professionally cleaned up the danger. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
Hi, this is Tim Woodward. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a PI with a new book, Bad Mood, Good Mood. It's 50 hilarious and true stories of the life of a PI. It's a great $15 stocking stuffer, or send someone an e-version or an audiobook version for just $13. Check it out online, badmoodgoodmood.com.
I'm not even playing that game today.
So join his partners and
not
him.
Participating.
There's no fun left on the
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
the blank expression on your face.
From it.
So can you send up? We're about
which one of us? We all have that.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 4th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the longest running advertiser this show has, 23 and a half years they've been part of this show. We're talking about, of course, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Ladies and gentlemen who are AM and the PM, I cannot imagine if you want to completely remodel your kitchen or a bathroom or more than one bathroom that you would even think of doing it without at least giving Thompson Price a shot. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
At the control board, the one and only, before I even give you his name, if you just are new to the show and you go, hey, who's the guy who talks funny? That's Tim Woodburn.
Ah.
The other guy spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. That's right. He is Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. As we spoke about last hour, if you are looking for a romantic evening with your loved one, I recommend watching Love Actually.
Ugh.
It was... It'll get you some, all right?
Some what?
If you like guys, if you like guys who look and act like girls, then yeah, Hugh Grant, he's your guy. I don't get it, but hey, I'm not supposed to get it, I guess. Boy, so good to see this guy in the studio. Every time he decides to stay in town and not go, you know, northbound or southbound or westbound or even.
One day
I don't know that
just,
I would listen.
You should just isolate every little, you know, thing that Tim has said over the last 6 months, put them all together, play them back to back.
And see how much of it we can figure out. I'm starting to wonder if I would even listen to this show if I were out there. I think the answer is yes. Bill Clevelin, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
In the glass booth, the quarantine room, the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, former assistant manager of Sambo's Restaurant, broadcast professor, former car salesman until he put those dealerships out of business, Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
You know him as a newsman. We know him as a newsman, head of the news department, head of research, digital clock resetter, author, and oh yeah, one more thing. In Great Britain, where Limey used to live, they call him Dix. They call, well, and Tim has actually been called that too, but it had nothing to do with what he does for a living. Tim Woodburn is, in Great Britain, he would be a private Dick. Here, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to everybody.
Thank you, Frank. December's my favorite month to be a private investigator, actually, because this is always a sentimental time of year where people are looking to find estranged friends, the old girlfriends, reach out to them during the holidays. I had three of those calls today. And I have a $150 no fine, no fee guarantee. If you're looking for somebody and you need my help, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net, and please buy my book so I won't starve at badmoodgoodmood.com.
I like that. I like that approach. Just tell the truth. Buy my book or I won't be able to, you know, eat. Speaking of eating, we'll get to him in a minute because he only eats one thing. But first, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Ratboy just said, man, anytime anybody says the word eat like Tim Woodburn did, it makes you think. Makes you think of what?
Cheese.
Oh. Of course it does. That's all you think about. Yep. You know, I believe the most popular music in the United States now is polka. I don't know if I read that anywhere or I just assume it's true. And how could it not be true? And nobody plays it better than this guy, Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Love you, Bruce. Brought to you by Thompson Price. I said earlier, because it's true, it's the longest running advertiser we have. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. This is a it's a company that remodels kitchens, bathrooms. When I say remodel, I mean completely remodel. I don't mean let's paint your cabinets and let's change a countertop or a center island. I mean what they did when they did our kitchen many, many years ago. They ripped the floor out, the cabinets out, the sink out, the appliances out, stripped off everything, the lighting overhead, which meant all the drywall above. When they finished the kitchen, it was just studs and some loose wiring, and that was it. They had to reroute some of the electrical stuff because they not only remodeled, they rearranged things. They changed the location of the refrigerator and where the stove was, and for good reason. And when it was finished, that's when we realized how much we actually did hate our old kitchen. When you see what's possible, you think you were unhappy with it before, you'd be so glad you did what you did, and you did it the way you did it, which means you chose Thompson Price. Because when you do that, it's an indication that, one, you want your money's worth. Two, you want somebody who's a lot smarter than you are or than I am when it comes to remodeling kitchens, because all we think of is, well, some new fancy slick appliances, maybe the latest greatest granite countertop, and that's about as far as we go with it. They go much deeper than that. It's more than just handles and cabinets and appliances, and you'll see when they walk you through their process. It's very impressive, as will be your brand new kitchen or bathroom. You don't have to move into a new house to get the kitchen you want. You'll be amazed what they can do with your existing space. It's almost like sometimes they made it bigger when really they didn't. They just made it a lot better. Thompson Price, their showroom, which I think you should see, is in De Pere. It's less than a quarter mile from 270, east of 270 on Manchester, and of course they have a website, ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
That's right, Johnny Cash probably has been to all those places, and so has this guy, who's brought to you by Window World. As long as we're talking about remodeling kitchens, one of the things that you will eventually have to do if you stay in your home long enough is you'll have to replace the windows. Not exactly fun, not sexy, not exciting, but necessary. And if you're going to do it, get a window that's going to last and a window that's a great value. And that was a description of Window World. If you want to know more about the number one selling replacement window in the country, go to windowworldstlouis.com and please give it up for Bill Clevelin.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Wow.
Good to see everyone, all of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bill, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much for asking. Quickly, I want to mention I shared something earlier today. I know Dan has seen it. I don't know if the other two guys and you guys have seen it, but the my dad and I, last year, almost a year ago, a little over a year ago, we filmed a little funny commercial in my dad's living room to promote, I know, to promote 100 things to do in America before you die. And I think maybe Dan will back me up. I think my dad missed his calling. He should have been like a stand-up comedian or some sort of actor or something, because he's just, I don't know, he's hilarious. And so
how can we see this?
So I put it on my Bill on the Road Facebook page, and I put it on the AM and the PM Facebook page. So you go and check it out. You see, if you've never seen my dad, Rick Clevelin, and it's like maybe 20 seconds long, if that. And that's all I will say. Excuse me.
And, well, you know what they say, leave them wanting more.
There you go.
20 seconds, and they'll actually beg for more.
Yeah, so check that out at facebook.com/AM and the PM.
Bill, I'm very, very sorry to interrupt your segment, and I am being sincere about this. Dan, will you press that button that makes your microphone sound weird?
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Idiot.
Mm. Wow. I don't know how I hit that again.
Things were going so well.
I agree.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hoping to put this one in the Radio Hall of Fame. Guess
sorry,
can't do that.
I'll edit this out.
Okay, great. So, President George H.W. Bush will be laid to rest on Thursday in College Station, Texas. And that is where...
Did he die?
A few days ago.
You sure don't see anything about it on television.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course, because I liked George H.W. Bush. I think he's a decent human being. But how long and how many times and how often are we supposed to look at the casket sitting and, oh, my goodness, they just...
Well, it's only been out there like a day.
He was
only,
like, you know,
yeah,
the leader
but they
of the free
keep
world.
All the, all, I know,
but that's all
the,
news. They repeat everything.
Is there a bah humbug at the end of that sentence?
Yeah, right. No, that's not a humbug statement. I just think that we don't need to stare at the casket for 3 days on TV.
You sound
and
like
that's what's on a lot of stations.
Well, you're not quite as bad. There was an article, there's a website called Slate, and the article was about, because if you've probably seen the footage of the service dog that he had,
Sully.
And the whole article was about, you should not feel sentimental about that dog, because he only had him as his service dog for 6 months.
Well, not only that, that's another example. I've seen that dog's picture 100 times over the last couple of days, either online, on some news site, or on television or something. Okay, it's a really beautiful dog. We've seen him now. So, and you're right, it's not like they were lifelong companions.
I mean, I was just saying I don't think anybody should care that much, but... Anyhow, moving right along.
Dog hater?
No. The other direction.
Merry Christmas.
The other way. I don't think people should care if people care about the dog. Like, let them feel bad if they want. This is really going downhill, Larry.
Yeah, it has.
All right. President Bush Library, I thought I'd talk a little bit about. It's in College Station, Texas. I would actually, if I had a different job and I didn't have to be central to the United States, I would move to College Station, Texas. I really like College Station, Texas.
I second
Texas.
The motion.
What's it close to? Is it close to Houston or San Antonio?
Sort of in between Houston and San Antonio. That's the best way I can describe it. It's not easy to get to, but go ahead.
It fairly close to Austin?
No, I would say it's closer to, I don't have a map in front of me, obviously, so I would say it's closer to San Antonio. I think it's about 3 hours, 2.5 hours from San Antonio.
And what's so great about this place?
Well, it's a college town, and it's booming. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do there. There's a great vibe in the town. Obviously, I'm talking about the library and the presidential center that is there now, which is pretty cool. But any college town, you know, I don't know. There's something about a college town. There's a lot of stuff going on, and people are having fun and whatever.
In libraries?
Yeah. Well, when I'm in the library, sure.
The only reason I'd like to go see another presidential library is because I actually went to the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, and now that I've done that, I'm thinking, I bet they're all pretty neat.
Well, if you go to Texas, you can hit three of them at one time. So you have the LBJ Library, that's in Austin. Then you have the George W. Bush Library, that one is in Dallas. And so this one is in College Station, Texas. And just a few of the things that you're going to see when you go there. As I've mentioned before, of course, they have the replica Oval Office, all decorated the way that it was when he was president. But they also have something kind of different in this one. They have a replica of the Camp David office, which you never see. You rarely see anything about Camp David. And so that's sort of decorated with, you know, his things, his belongings, the way that he had it when he was
in office. You know, since you mentioned the Oval Office, that's the one thing that was missing from, and I think now that you've said that, that would have been a great addition to the Reagan.
I'm surprised they don't.
An Oval Office exit, because you had a jar of jelly beans on the desk. That would have been pretty cool. But
really,
unless I missed it, I don't think it's there.
I thought they had one. I thought, okay, that's interesting.
I could have missed it. It's big. Could have missed it.
So a couple other interesting things. First, they have all the, you know, the old campaign signs and buttons and things from when he was running for Congress, Senate, and then, of course, for president. I thought this was pretty cool, and I'd never heard about this until I went to the library. He had in his desk in the Oval Office a baseball glove from when he was a baseball player in college. And he kept that in his desk all the time, so he was always ready to play catch. And if you get a chance, there's kind of a cool photo floating around. There's a picture of it at the library, but you can find it on Google, and it's a young George Bush when he was a Yale baseball player, and he met Babe Ruth. And Babe Ruth was handing him an autobiography, an original manuscript of his autobiography. He was very sick. He had cancer. But shortly before he died, he went to Yale and presented this. So you see a young George Bush, you know, obviously long before anybody knew he would be famous. And so that's kind of a cool picture to check out.
So why would Babe Ruth do that if he wasn't famous already? How did he?
No, Babe Ruth was famous. George Bush was not famous.
I understand that, but I thought you said that Babe Ruth gave his autobiography to Bush, no?
Correct. Yeah,
backwards.
So, no, you had it right.
So my question is, why would he have done that when George Bush at that time wasn't?
Because Bush was a great baseball player. He was sort of the head of, I can't remember what the group was, some sort of school group. And so he was the one that was receiving that on behalf of the school, not just giving it to George Bush. Yeah. A couple other quick things. They have his presidential limo on display. I really like the fact they had and it was just on a television monitor. There really wasn't anything really drawing you to this exhibit necessarily. But what I really liked was they have a montage of George and Barbara Bush basically just making fun of themselves. And it really showed how humble they were. And how they, you know, did have a really good sense of humor, which I would imagine can be pretty tough if you're president and people are constantly making fun of you and that sort of thing. But it's really good. Dana Carvey's in it. Of course, he did the great, you know, George Bush impersonations. And so that's one thing to check out if you're there.
See, I also don't think there are too many presidents that we can even begin to imagine as just regular people.
Yeah.
But I think the Bushes, we can. Like, I don't see Richard Nixon. I can't imagine there's much footage or evidence that he was just a regular guy, you know, but Bush, yeah, that family.
I agree.
In fact, and obviously they had money, and he owned an oil company and all that. So outside of that, I think as close as you can to having a regular life and be the president, I think they had it. I think they're I don't think it's just for show. I think they're a really close family.
Oh yeah, I totally agree, and I think probably Gerald Ford was sort of like that a little bit, at least when he was young.
Oh, I knew that was.
I interviewed him. I interviewed Gerald Ford, and I still have it. I'll play it for you.
Sure.
Yeah. I said at the beginning, you can hear me in the background. Well, and I say, state your name. Well, here, I'll play it. If you don't mind, Mr. President, would you state your name for everybody?
I'm Gerald R. Ford.
Okay. And you have a close family, I believe, don't you?
Yes, I do.
He didn't talk much.
No, he did.
Great interview.
Is there any chance you have an interview with Kermit the Frog? Because I'd like to hear what that one sounds like.
I do not.
Feel like they may be similar.
Sorry.
Oh,
no. Sorry, I don't have that.
All right, that's all I have. If you want some more, you can go to billontheroad.com. And, yeah, don't forget to watch that video of my dad on Facebook. It's pretty funny if you want to check that out. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
So you know that now that you've said it's funny, it has to be funny.
It's funny.
Because you said it was funny.
I'm very confident.
Right. Well, we'll be the judge of that.
Okay.
We'll take a look at it. thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy as he is every day of Window World. That's one of the things you can thank Window World for is Bill's segment every day. And you can thank him for making a great window, too. That's a great value. The preferred window of the St. Louis Blues, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. If you want to know more, Window World St. Louis. .com. I'm sure Tim's aware of this, but there were a couple of stories. Today was an odd day for local news. Now, there are a couple of stories that I normally don't read the entire article when I go online and read the post. I couldn't not read these. The one was the couple, and I think Tim had an update in the news, that was killed in their car, that were missing since Thursday, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And what really I didn't understand was have they identified them?
They have not. They're doing autopsies this afternoon.
But that's what I don't understand.
The police have told their family they think it's them, though.
Okay, but my question is, how can you not do more than think it's them? They've been missing since Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
They were in their car, murdered. How do you not look at them and go, that's them? I that's the part I didn't get. That they have to do an autopsy?
I think they just have to say that they're not able to identify them yet, or they don't know until they are like 100%.
It's a legal thing.
Well, yeah, until they are 100% certain that it's them.
Are the bodies, I mean, do they decay that fast?
Well, no, it's just Thursday.
Well, you think of missing, it's Thursday. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, right?
Yeah.
Today's Tuesday.
But in the week,
a warm vehicle, right? There's no wind or anything like that. Just sunshine. The human body can, break down quite quickly. But Tim's book has actually got a chapter about this very thing: people being false identified at the scene of a homicide, So
yeah, you don't want to do that. That's not a good idea. You got to be careful. The other one was in Lincoln County. Where is Lincoln County? I should know this. Where is that?
In which state? I think Missouri and Illinois both have one.
Yeah. Well,
that's the other thing they didn't say, and that bothered me because the Post online just said Lincoln County, never said which Lincoln County.
Which story?
And I also think there's the couple that was picked up for meth lab.
I think that's Missouri, Lincoln County, Missouri.
I think it is too. But here this is laughable. The investigators go and they find meth, they find smoking pipes, a stolen gun, chemicals, lab supplies, and two books on how to manufacture meth at these people's house. And the guy says, I know what this looks like, but this really is not a meth lab. Really? Really? You got two books on how to make meth, and the stuff you smoke it with, and a stolen gun, and it's not what it looks like. Holy cow. That was hilarious to me.
The best story of the day is the Lincoln County authorities in Missouri solving a 14-year-old murder and charging two guys with first-degree murder for this guy that got shot in the field 14 years ago. The case went cold. Mm. They took detectives off the case. There's a 57-year-old guy who was in prison in Missouri and was getting released today, thinking he's getting released from prison. Freedom, all this. He walked out of the prison, and they rearrested him on charges of murder and put him right back in jail.
Ha, 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 ha.
Wow. What a bummer. Ooh, I'm free. Oops. No, I'm not. Back in.
Bit of a buzzkill.
Yeah, that's kind of sucks.
I thought Hootie and the Blowfish, I thought that was over a long time ago, but apparently they're getting back together. They're going on tour. They're coming to St. Louis on July 13th. That tells me that maybe Darius Rucker's country music career wasn't going exactly. I mean, wouldn't you think that if he had a hot country music
career? He did some pretty good songs.
Well, he did the one song, Wagon Wheel?
I like that one, really popular.
And then I think that's the last I ever heard of him.
He's coming with the Bare Naked Ladies, which is, I think it's going to be a great show.
Wow. Well, but here's the thing. Ladies. Country music has never actually had.
Charlie Pride?
Charlie Pride. Charlie Pride was never one of the top 10 country singers, but he made it. He broke through and he got to the Grand Ole Opry. And Darius Rucker also never the level of George Strait or Alan Jackson or Merle Haggard or anything like that. And I've never understood that because country music to me, and I'm from the South, the things they sing and talk about, I would think lots of black people relate to that. Living on a farm, struggling, you know what I'm saying? I never understood why there weren't more black artists involved in country music or why there weren't more black country music fans.
Yeah, there's a guy.
If you look at
a guy singing on The Voice, and he's black, and that's all he wants to do is country music.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but Dan, on one of the original trips we took with listeners in Jamaica, there was a guy on stage at the resort who was black, and he was incredible, and he sounded like a combination of Merle Haggard and that guy was great, and we had sort of ourselves nicknamed him Darth Brooks because Darth Vader was a black outfit, so we called him Darth Brooks. Well, that's okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
So
and just a guy. What?
Just 13 days ago, Jimmy Allen was the first ever black artist to have his debut single reach number one on a country chart. That just happened 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Jimmy Allen.
What's his name?
I never heard of that. Check him out.
I haven't heard him.
So it's now, the 25th anniversary. That's why they're getting back together. Hootie and the Blowfish.
In the 80s, there was a surgeon, I think a neurosurgeon. He was black.
Oh, yeah.
And I think on a whim, he cut a record, and it made it to the top of the charts in country music, and then you never heard of him again. No. It was a really good song, and he was a doctor.
Yeah.
But that was it for him. So Hootie and Darius and that whole team will be touring this year, and they hit St. Louis July 13th.
Hey, speaking of singing,
there is a Hootie, I think.
Have you watched The Voice at all this season?
I don't.
There's a girl on there, and she's from St. Louis. She's from Florissant, actually. Her name is Kennedy Holmes. She's 13 years old. This girl is unbelievable. She is incredible. She was a Muni kid, too. Or she is a Muni kid.
So is she? How far in the season are they? Is she a finalist? Or they?
Oh, yeah. No, the top 10 right now. Okay. They're into the top 10. So, but, yeah, if you get a chance to watch it, Kennedy Holmes, this girl, you can't believe that she's 13. She has the voice. It's unbelievable.
There have been a lot of people on America's Got Talent and The Voice that just stunned everybody when they sang. And I like it when somebody young like that, 10 years old or 13, has the voice of an adult. And you sit there thinking, wow, how did this happen in nature? This is a special gift. I don't know if everybody saw the story or not. In Staunton, Illinois, the country classic car place got hit by a tornado. These poor people... In last year in August, it caught fire and it burned 143 classic cars.
Oh, wow.
And now it's been hit by a tornado. And there's like 50 or 60 cars torn up and destroyed. And I don't know. And they said, well, we'll come back. We'll bounce back. And I guess if you have the facilities and the ability to restore a car in the first place, you can restore it again after it, you know, is in a tornado or something. I just thought, man, what a bad stretch. 1 year apart, a fire and then a tornado. Now, I read an article yesterday about hotels and some of the things hotels are doing to attract people and get people back and get them to stay there. And I think the Hilton hotels have hit on something that, to me, is one of the two most important things. I say there are four elements I have to have in a hotel room. I want decent television, you know, like HBO, Showtime, whatever. I want a really good mattress. I want air conditioning that works, that doesn't just go to 75 and that's as cool as it gets. And the big one is showers. I don't want some dribbling, spitting shower head that, you know, barely can get you wet. And what they're doing is they're redoing all their showers and their hot water systems to make sure that people have a great shower experience. And sometimes it's as simple as the shower head. Years ago, I used to take a wrench with me when we'd travel and a shower head. I'm not kidding. It was in my luggage. And I would take the shower head off and put my own shower head up there, because it would just blast the water. It didn't have one of those water savers in it. So to Hilton, I say you're on to something. The same way that Marriott is far and away, to me, the leader when it comes to mattresses. Man, the mattresses at Marriott, and they're so good, they have people who stay, customers, who ask how to buy the same mattresses, and Marriott hooks them up to their supplier, and you can buy the mattresses that Marriott has in their rooms. So good for Hilton for the showers. I think a shower is a big deal. Let the water go. I don't think we're on the verge of a national drought or anything. So give me a decent shower. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
The scene is a grocery store, supermarket. And there's a guy who obviously has his grandson with him. The kid's 4 or 5 years old. And this woman keeps watching the grandfather and the little grandson. And she's watching because she's really impressed with the way grandpa is handling what is just a situation most people would just lose their minds over, and that's that this kid is a little nightmare. He grabs everything in the aisle as he goes by. He knocks stuff in the aisle. He pops open one of those biscuit things, the cardboard things. He breaks one of them open. He knocks over an applesauce jar, and there's applesauce all over the floor. And she hears the grandpa say, "William, calm down. William, relax. William, take it easy. We're going to be home in 5 minutes. Next thing you know, as they're getting ready to check out, this kid, you know how they have all that stuff right there at the checkout, the candy bars and little things that attract. He not only reaches for one, he knocks the entire rack down. It all spills out all over the floor. And then he's grabbing up stuff and putting them in his pocket. He opens a couple of candy bars, so now Grandpa has to buy them. And through all of this, this little terror, Grandpa again says, William, you need to relax. You need to calm down. William, we are going to be home. In just a few minutes, we'll be home. Let's just stay calm. And after another, after they check out, this kid grabs one of the carts, jumps on it, pushes himself down the aisle. He's riding on it and knocks a bunch of junk over with the cart. And finally, they make it to the parking lot. And as they're walking out, Grandpa's saying, William, we're almost home. We're almost home. And this woman stops the old man. And she says, excuse me. She said, I'm sorry. This probably is none of my business, but I got to tell you something. You are an amazing grandfather. She said, I was watching you in the store, and I don't know how you did it. No offense, but that kid is a terror. And the whole time, I watched you and you kept your composure, and no matter how loud that kid got, no matter how much stuff he knocked over or broke, you just kept saying, William, everything's going to be okay. William, relax. William, calm down. I'm going to tell you something. That little William is very lucky to have you as his grandpa. And the guy says, well, thank you, but I'm William. I was talking to myself. That little bastard's name is Kevin.
Get a check on traffic now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Lowe's. Accident southbound 270 south of 370. Also stacking up eastbound 270 between 70 and New Florissant. You've got delays the entire stretch on north and southbound 170 between 64 and 270. Now an accident reported southbound 170 at Ladue. Illinois accident southbound 55 north of Troy and eastbound 5570 near 159. Lowe's is closing their Florissant, Missouri store located at 3180 North Highway 67. Hurry in for huge deals on appliances, tools, holiday decor, and more. This location is closing, but they're still here to serve you at nearby locations and online at Lowe's.com. While supplies last, see store for details. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer and can save you a lot of unnecessary fear. One client called frantic. A test sample for an indoor swimming pool showed evidence of Legionella bacteria. Well, that meant the entire pool would have to be drained, then washed with acid. But Wellington Environmental found the pool was safe. The test sample was a false positive. In another case, a homeowner said a buyer had just backed out of a closing. The building inspector claimed he had found evidence of mold in a closet. That could be scary. Could certainly cost the deal. Wellington Environmental found it was not mold. It was traces of asphalt from the wheels of a suitcase. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
TMA Live will be at Hot Shots in Fenton on December 20th. For this event, we have teamed up with Hot Shots for a holiday toy drive to benefit friends of kids with cancer. Anyone who comes to the Hot Shots in Fenton that day and makes a cash or toy donation will receive a coupon for a free Hot Shots appetizer as a small way of saying thank you. Plus, there will be a raffle for Blues tickets and Anheuser-Busch swag bag. Come out and enjoy great specials on Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. That's this month's TMA Live at Hot Shots in Fenton on December 20th.
Kevin Moret here, founder of Mentality Health. Our ambassadors that played professional sports knew one thing. They knew who was trying to take their job. Rookies were drafted, worked hard every day, and waited for these pros to have a bad season by losing their edge. Not only that, they were younger and hungry, working hard every day for their opportunity. Guys, whether you know it or not, your life is just like our ambassadors. Younger guys are hungry, working hard, and waiting for you to lose a step. You work hard to get where you are. Don't let something as simple as low testosterone put your back against the wall. Level the playing field. Keep your stuff. LowTUSA.com.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Go down to Dallas, Texas. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're closed only on Monday. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards to either or both, always, always a good idea. Annie Gunn's. Oh, and you'll need reservations for Annie Gunn's for dinner. You will. Don't say I didn't warn you. It's that busy. It's that good. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market. Let's hear it from Mike Evans, everybody.
Delicious. What are you doing there? Had a little snow today, did you? Have a little snow for yourself?
A little bit. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. Be gone. If it's not gone already, it'll be gone soon everywhere.
Pop quiz theme all week long about presidents today. Name the name of the president who refused to use the telephone. If somebody would call and it was important, he would talk on the phone, but otherwise he would never make a call. He did not use the telephone. Herbert Hoover. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Harry Truman. Dwight Eisenhower. Answer in just a minute. I got some hot scoop on me. Like it when I give you a little scoopage?
Well, I think I speak for everyone when I say yes.
You heard that Urban Meyer has resigned from the coaching Ohio State football team, pointing out to health issues. However.
And there's always a however in life.
A person who knows Meyer in Columbus, Ohio, tells me that Meyer will definitely coach again, and it very well could be next year, either with the Cleveland Browns or the USC Trojans. You heard it here first. I like that for a little nugget there.
So the whole health thing was not real?
Well, no, he's had health problems, but it's a good way for him to get out. That's how he got out of Florida. Did the same thing. I can't coach anymore. Then a year later, he's at Ohio State. TV news, first TV news nugget for you. You would think that MTV would be ashamed or embarrassed to announce that on January 8th it will debut the Lindsay Lohan Beach Club show.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds horrible.
It sounds as bad as Keeping Up with the Kardashians, teenage pregnancies, engaged and underage, Date My Mom, or Honey Boo Boo. Sounds as bad as any of those, or Jersey Shore. I mean, television is just really, in some places, is just ridiculous. Jennifer Aniston has signed to star in Netflix Dumpling. It'll be out here in a couple of weeks. She plays the mother of a daughter that's very overweight who enters a beauty contest. The movie Dumpling is after the new modern young novel of the same name, Dumpling. I hear that it's going to be very good. Dumpling is the name of it. It'll be out early January. It'll be on Netflix, though, before that.
Is it a comedy?
Huh?
Is it a comedy?
Yes.
Dumpling? Okay.
Yeah, it's a dramedy.
Okay.
Dramedy. For the record, Saturday Night Live. Ratings just keep going down.
Good.
Keep going down. On February 17th, NBC will air a tribute to Elvis Presley. February 17th. It will include some of the greatest names in the musical world getting together to perform, including Cher, Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, Loggins and Messina, Simon and Garfunkel, and many, many others. I think that might
be Cher.
Good.
That Cher is going to go till she's 95 years old. I know.
I got a nugget on her tomorrow, too, by the way.
Still got it.
Movie news is going to be a biopic on the life story of Prince. I think that'll be good, Prince. Huh. Interesting that the movie Crazy Rich Asians opened in Japan, did fairly well. Opened in the rest of Asia, flopped. Nobody would go see it. crazy rich Asians in Asia. Movie and TV news combined. The Golden Globe nominations will be announced on Thursday. Odds and ends, prayers go out to Beth Chapman, Dog, the Bounty Hunter, wife, battling cancer, throat cancer. She has left the hospital despite doctors asking her not to leave. The Chapmans are from California, Colorado, and, of course, longtime Kaima Inas and good standing from my home state of Hawaii.
I never watched Dog the Bounty Hunter, not once. I mean, I know what he looks like, I know what she looks like, but I just never watched an episode of that.
You don't like Bounty Hunters?
I never watched it.
Oh, I loved it.
So I don't know.
I thought it was a pretty good show, actually. A shout out to a celebrity. I like to do this almost every day if I can, who does something special at Christmas. This is beautiful, Franco.
I'm ready.
Beautiful. Emma Watson gives out hundreds of presents to orphans at parties in England and the United States every Christmas season.
It's a great idea.
That's beautiful, Franco. It's beautiful.
I feel bad for orphans. You know, if you ever take the time to just take a good look at what orphanages are and the kids that are in there, imagine being a 16-year-old and nobody's ever adopted you. You've never known what it's like to go home to a real home. You've never had Christmas in a house. You've never sat around with a family. I mean, that's a sad deal to me.
Well, I did a stop and go in that orphanage. You know, my mom died when I was 2. And there was times that my dad couldn't always have me.
So you spent some time in an orphanage?
Temporary.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when my grandmother could have me, but then it was a matter of getting me to my grandmother's, so sometimes it would take a few months. How much time I got?
You have a minute and 20 seconds.
A love nugget for Lou, Frank Opinion.
Hit it.
It is true. When Tom Cruise wants to date a girl, the first thing he has to do is take the girl to the Scientology. She must go through a stringent interview process by executives of Scientology and get their approval before Tom Cruise is allowed to date the girl.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he's nuts.
That is
he's
dumb.
Insane.
He's crazy. He's $3 to take him. Mm. And finally. Right on time, Franco.
Mm-hmm. Professional.
All About Presidents Today. Name the name of the president who refused to use the telephone. Is it Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Dwight David Eisenhower, Harry S., but it was no S., Truman, or Herbert Hoover?
Ooh.
He invented a great vacuum cleaner, didn't he?
Uh-huh. He did. He really did. Called Electrolux.
I'm going to go with Roosevelt.
I'm going to go Hoover.
I am going to go Harry Truman.
Anybody else?
No, he said
Tim had to leave, and Bill's gone, so it's just us.
Answer is Dwight Eisenhower.
No!
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Now, I want you to maybe Frank Opinion to go out and make a snow angel on the ground with a little snow for yourself.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Thank you.
Beautiful thing
to
do.
We're out of here. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, police officer, every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
Got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear. Goodbye. Bye, this y'all. Is KM Jans, and you're listening to 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 59thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. People from all walks of life are paying their respects to President George H.W. Bush as he lies in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Earlier today, former Senator Bob Dole honored Bush, who was his opponent for the Republican presidential nomination in 1988. Dole was lifted from his wheelchair to salute his fellow World War II veteran. President Trump ally Roger Stone is taking the fifth. Senator Dianne Feinstein sent a request to Stone for any documents dealing with Russian interference in the 2016 election. A letter from Stone's lawyer says the request is overbroad and overreaching. Some senators are even more convinced the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi after the briefing with the CIA director. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham said, "There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw." Politico is reporting the National Republican Congress